Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Are you guys ready for the weekend? Got any plans? You're going anywhere? You're clubbing? Huh? Did you agree to something this weekend that you now don't want to do? Probably some like workout thing. Like you told your friend, like, oh yeah, well, I'll run with you on Sunday. And you didn't think about it because it was Monday. Like, oh, they'll forget. And they just emailed you this morning, like, hey, you ready for the run tomorrow? Or they text you like 8 o'clock, be there, 3 miles. You're like, fuck. Now instead of you enjoying your Friday, right, thinking about going to happy hour, hanging out with your friends, eating pizza, going out to eat, you're like, shit, I gotta get up early. I can't even drink that much tonight. I gotta get up and run. I should have said no. Now you're trying to run through your Rolodex of excuses. You're just trying to find shit to do so you can go, I can't do it. But guess what? Guess what? No one's gonna save you. That's how it works. No one's gonna save you. You're gonna have to get up and try to run 3 miles this weekend. Sorry, you should have said no from the get-go. But you're like, yeah, we'll do it. Counting on them to back out, and this person is finally determined to work out. And now you're stuck. So have a fun run this weekend. But all right, so let me get to it. Thanks again. So please tell a friend, coworker, enemy. I really appreciate it. I'm really seeing a nice uptick in numbers. So just continue to listen. I'll continue to put it out. I appreciate the support. So just, yeah, friend, enemy, coworker, let him know about the pod. Say, hey, it's only 20 minutes. He's a funny dude. He says some fucked up shit sometimes, but I know you like that, Carl. I know you like it. This is why I'm telling you about the podcast. So, all right. I'll start with my milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to kind of just talk about different things that are going on and with him. Sometimes it's pretty big. A lot of times just very, very innocuous stuff. You know, just little things. Right now, I might have mentioned before, he's on this author kick. He's got so many little booklets and comic books and workbooks and long stories that he's been working on. I mean, he's all over the place, man. And he was using a shit ton of our printer paper, like whatever we would need to print something. We never had any because he was always making books with it. And I got to the point where I was like, dude, you can't just take all these pieces of paper and just start stapling them together to make a book. Because he'll start a book, then he won't finish it, then he'll get another idea, do the same thing, get another 10 sheets, start a book, won't finish it. And honestly, before you know it, there's like 6 or 7 books, 100 pieces of paper, gone, can't find it, wasted. And I was getting tired of it. So I took him to Staples early this week. And I'm telling you, man, my kid is different. Don't get me wrong, he likes a toy store, even though we don't have one in this town anymore. That's how small my city is. He likes a toy store, but this kid loves an office supply store. I mean, last Christmas, if you listen to my podcast, you know that's what he got. It was like all office supplies. So I took him to Staples, and I got him his own ream of paper, and dude, his face, it lit up. It was just like seeing his Nintendo Switch for the first time again. He was just like, this is mine. I can do what I want. He's like, I can just staple it together as many as I want. And I was just like, yeah, man, this is your paper. So he's got a ream and it's pages everywhere. He's got books going, workbooks. I mean, it's insane. And yeah, so I felt like me yelling about the printer paper. I was being the old dad. You're wasting paper. And I was like, you know what? It's like $7. Let me just get him his own. He can do what he wants. I don't want to stifle his creativity. And I understand his, you know, his situation. It's hard for him to focus on things. And it's just like, let him make as many books as he wants. So he'll go back and finish them over time. You know, I don't want to stifle his creativity. I don't want to stifle his growth, right? So, you know, that's actually a pretty good lead into my first topic. T.I. This dude, it just came out that apparently this guy demands to know the status of his 18-year-old daughter's hymen. It's like, what the fuck? That's crazy. You know what's funny about the whole thing is the outcry from black people. And what's funny about this shit is, like, we are so quick to be like, don't you tell me to do it, my child. That is my child. That is my child. I pay the bill. I do this. That's my child. You want to tell? That's my child. You give me some money. You can tell me what to do all day. Don't you tell me to do it, my child. I do what I want with my child. I do what I want. But we'd be the first ones to be like, you can't give a kid hormones. You can't do that to a kid. So it's like, I thought that was they child. Then all of a sudden it becomes like, well, I still can have an opinion. It's like, oh, now you sound like the motherfuckers that always shitting on Kaepernick. You know, you can do what you want to do. That's all fine. It's all about the Constitution and your constitutional right to do and say what you want. But when he does it, it's my right to comment on actions. I don't have to, yep. You can do what you want, but that doesn't mean that you're exempt from consequences and other people's opinions. But yeah, but you don't want to hear other people's opinions, but you definitely want to voice yours. I get it. That makes sense. But yeah, it is also very weird too. Like the left people are always pushing for all this sexual stuff. Also, some of the first people to be like, this is insane. This is crazy. It's like. But you try to normalize everything else about sexuality and you know, and parents being supportive of this and that. But here's this guy concerned about his daughter's sexual conduct, which as a parent, he has the right to be. I mean, is there a line? Yeah, and I get it. Can you stop kids? No, you can't. But that can't stop the dude from being a fucking parent. Again, is it weird? Very. Is it over the top? Yes. Now, if she doesn't like it, I guess she's 18. She can move out. Or not accept any financial help for him or whatever it is. I mean, if she's cool with it, then everybody else should shut the fuck up. And if she's not, then that's a real problem. And whatever he's doing to keep her in line to be able to do that, that shit needs to stop. Because it's very odd. I'm not, that's just so funny. Mr. Like, I like to fuck bitches his whole career doing this shit to women. And he is making sure ain't nobody doing that to his baby girl. It's fucking hilarious. But, it's just, yeah, he's an overly protective parent and it's kind of odd. I wonder who we would allow to do that though. They're not allowing. There has to be someone we would allow. And I can't think of that person. But yeah, that's very weird. That's very odd to want to know that. I guess, yeah. I don't know. But that's his kid, man. That's... What are your thoughts on T.I.'s daughter's hymen? Ugh. What a fucking weirdo. Speaking of sex, this is all kind of flowing. So apparently let me take a sip of water. John Christ, the very successful Christian comedian, was recently accused of sexual misconduct and in his words, sexual sin, which led him to cancel the rest of his tour, and his Netflix special, which he recorded, is now on hold. Now, here's what's crazy about that whole situation, or funny or ironic, whatever. As a comic, we are typically very quick to come to other comics' defenses to their defense when it comes to these sexual allegations. It's been a thing going on for a couple years now. You all know the Me Too movement. And with him being a clean Christian comic, we just automatically like, yep, see? It's always the clean ones. It's always the clean ones. You want to go after blue, dirty comics, and you want to say that we're the ones causing all this, you know, sexual deviancy, and my jokes are causing people to be this way. But what about this guy? He's clean. He's Christian. And here he is actually doing all this stuff. Any other time, we would want due process. You just can't make these accusations. But the fact that it's a clean Christian comic, we are quick to believe it, which I think is kind of funny. But he also admits to like, hey, I was fucking up. And it just shows you it's really just the character of the person. You know, are they gonna ban clean Christian comedy now? No, because if this was some other regular club guy that we all liked and thought was a great comic and had a great podcast and a million followers on Twitter, on Instagram and Twitter followers and doing all, we would come to his defense. And you would also hear people like, see, he's been saying it in his comedy the whole time. He made this joke about women. We should have saw it coming. This is what we were talking about. This is the kind of comedy that needs to stop. You're not hearing that. That whole factor's been taken away, which is cool. Because now we can get to the root of it. It's just like, it's his character. It's his personality. He's successful. He's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of fans. He's access. That's what people say. They say you're only as faithful as your options. This dude's got famous. Now he's got access to way more attractive women. And this dude lost his mind. He lost his mind. He got careless. He got sloppy. Now, if the whole thing is true of him like purposely and getting women drunk, I think he's probably done. But if it was like just sexting and all that kind of stuff, I think he'll be fine. But because he says he's guilty of sexual sin, but he's not guilty of everything that he's accused of. But you like purposely, you know, shoving drinks down a person's throat, and I get it, they don't have to drink it. But you have to also look at your position. Like, I'm this famous comic. This young lady or young ladies are fans. You know, they probably like me a lot. They want to hang out. They're not going to turn down a drink because they want the night to keep. They want to have fun. They want the night to continue. You know, we've all been there. You get to hang out with somebody you look up to, and they, hey, want to do this? It's like, yeah, I want to hang out. You, yeah. But and if you're purposely doing that to people that are fans of yours, to ultimately have sex with them, that's rape, that's wrong. Can't have that shit, man. That's fucked up. Now, in the article, they also say like he's being accused of initiating sexual relationships with married women and women in relationships. Look, I try not to judge people's marriages or their relationships. For me giving my number to random women just to chit-chat with after shows, that shit ain't happening. That's just not how I operate. Now, I don't know these other people's marriages, if they had open marriages or their husbands are cool with, you know, them giving their number out to people. I don't know. But to me, that's a violation. And when you start doing that type of stuff, you're opening yourself up to things going a little bit further. But yeah, I don't like the wording of that. It's just like, okay, it's like he came on to them and all they had to do is say, hey man, I'm good. Of course, yeah, he shouldn't have come on to them, especially if they have married. Okay, yeah, you should be flirting with them. But no one makes them say yes to that shit. All right, especially, and I'm talking two sober adults. I'm not throwing any other factors in there. If you two are of right sound mind and y'all are texting back and forth, he says something kind of slick, You respond, trying to be cute and flirty back, and it gets out of hand. And eventually, y'all kiss, make out. Y'all start sending dick pics, nudes. That's on both of y'all. Don't try to make it seem like it's just this guy, and he's the bad guy. It's just like, yeah, you know what you were doing. Y'all both grown. I don't like that shit. And I get it. There's bad dudes out there who absolutely take advantage of women, and that's not cool. But I'm talking about two sober people, clear minds. They know what they're doing. You have to take some responsibility in the actions of you ruining your marriage or your relationship. Because that's what this kind of sounds like. There's a little bit of that in this thing too, where maybe a spouse found out like she had been texting or sexting with John Chris, and it got out, and he's upset, and this whole thing blows up. But yeah, it's just this can't always just be the guy's fault, because you know, just yeah, she was married. It's just like she knew she was married. And we pick and choose when we want to decide whose responsibility it is to respect somebody. It's your marriage. It's your relationship. That's all I can really say about that. No one has to respect your relationship. You have to respect it, then they will. Now, if you say you're married and you continue to flirt and all that kind of stuff, that's that person's thinking like, oh, and this goes both ways. If this goes for a married dude or a married woman. But I get it. This whole story is about him. But I just don't like the idea where it's just like he's the only bad guy in this situation. It's like, no, you have married women and women in relationships do this. This is also, it's not like, you think their husbands and boyfriends are just cool with it? No, they're probably not. You see this happen all the time. Even with the Tiger Woods thing, if you want to go further back, it's always, you know, always just on the married guy. It's just like, you know this motherfucker is married, man. You just wanted some nice shit from Tiger Woods. You wanted to say you fucked Tiger Woods. Don't make yourself out to be the victim. You knew who he was. You know what you were doing. I'm not saying we got to drag you under the bus because you fucked around, but just at least own up to the shit that you did. This is crazy, man. It's just like, I don't know. You're supposed to be so much smarter and better than guys, but you just can't say no to, I don't know. Again, and I'm talking about two sober people that know what they're doing, and I'm not, no other factors, no alcohol or drugs or anything involved. I'm talking about two people who are feeding into their carnal desires. That's all I'm saying. The flesh, as church folks call it. But yeah, you just, no matter who you are, you just got to be careful, man. Don't put yourself in that position where you got to make a choice. But again, I'm not judging, man. You never know what position you find yourself in. But yeah, it sucks. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. I guess people are saying like a lot of the feedback he's getting from his fans that is very supportive, which is cool. And that is the Christian thing to do. It's like, hey, man, I get it. That's the thing, man. We're all fucking susceptible to this shit. We're all flawed. We're human beings, man. You're talking about millions of years of evolution and just fucking raw ass like lizard DNA that We think we're smarter than, but you're not. You think you get out smarter. You can only play with fire for so much. You're gonna get burned. So you just can't do this shit, man. You just can't do it. But that's enough of my soapbox for that shit. Hopefully that guy gets his life back together, and hopefully he really was not fucking getting women drunk on purpose and having sex with them. Because if that's the case, he's a straight up fucking rapist, and He should probably go to jail. But so this weekend, I got to wrap this up. This weekend, I'll be in Baltimore, the shit show, Auto Bar. My man Mike Quinlan is putting that on. Should be fun. Sunday, I'm also at the DC Improv. I'm doing an all-veteran lineup show. Should be fun. Last night I did the Overachievers in DC at the Improv main room. My man Martin Amini put it on, and dude, that is a dope show. It's called Overachievers. Martin Amini, DJ Bo, Mark Norman headlined it. It was me, my buddy Umar Khan, Martin Amini. Sold out, great crowd, and he does this in DC and LA. So if you happen to listen to my podcast and you live in LA, he does the show at the Comedy Store, and he has big name comics out there on the show as well. It's a fun show. Had a great time. It's always dope seeing Mark. It was a fun night, but a quick night. He came in like 6 or 7. We did the show. He was headed back to New York that same night on a mega bus at 11. But it was dope seeing my friends. We got to hang out. We did a sold out show. We took some dope pictures. Had a great time. But so there's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I don't use Twitter that much anymore. It's just a source of frustration for me. I can't deal with it. So yep. I think that'll be it. Oh, I'll be in Rochester Thanksgiving weekend, November 29th and 30th. 4 shows, main room, headlining. Can't wait. Super excited. Get your tickets. CarlsonComedy.com. Peace out. Love everybody.